really. So in a dreamlike stuff, he will see a ship in trouble and say, oh God, save them. Why? Just because I didn't like that scene. So God will save them. The ocean will call. They are thieves, bandits. They come out and they kill a lot of people and so on. Said, this is what it is. I mean, here we are talking about selflessness. Means I'm not judging the people because they are in a bad situation or a good situation. How could I be the judge? I don't know what these people are, what they are thinking, and what is the future. Therefore, if I give everything to her, the main thing I should give up is what? Judgment. How could I judge other people? I cannot even be my judge. I need a mirror to see myself. Do you remember? I need a peer, an old fellow, a master. What is the master? A fellow who is like a mirror. What is a mirror? Imagine a six-year-old boy standing here is asking this question. What is a mirror? If a boy asks you, tell the boy, the mirror is the only surface that it doesn't show itself. Therefore, everything is clear in it. Find a human being which is selfless, who will face you without show off, without saying, oh, look at me, I know a lot. Then that fellow will show you what that fellow will show you. Your shortcoming. Yes, in the good mirror is a mirror that will show you your shortcoming. This is the relationship here. We are looking for someone to show me myself. How could I see the other people's inside and how could I judge them? My hope goes everywhere, because even when I'm looking at the worst people, that fellow could be another fellow tomorrow. Just falling in love. Doesn't it happen? Is there a rule? No. Have you seen them? Oh, I was lucky, I have seen one which was an enormous influence in my life. I was a child and my uncle was, what is Shahdar?
Mayor.
So when he comes to our house, he will talk about the accidents and the thing that happens. And there was that one fellow that everybody was fed up with, because he was a nasty fellow, walking around and punishing everyone for nothing and taking their money by force and things like that. Suddenly, that fellow fell in love with a whore, with a prostitute. He took the prostitute to a holy place and they baptized the fellow. He became a different fellow that nobody believed that he is capable of this kind of emotion. That could happen, and we hope for that. Back to the Rumi. Rumi said, remember, I explained that this story precise as I could, that this path is the path of becoming selfless. Yes, it starts with having less self. But selflessness is not less self. It is selflessness. It is something that you could see in those exceptional people. Who do you see it in? Nelson Mandela. Look at him. He showed us how selfless he could be after 26 years and 7 months being in jail, when the opportunity arrived suddenly, magically, they bring you out. He was not looking for revenge. He was looking for doing something good for the people. This is the passion. This is something in his heart. The hatred is not there, because the hatred belongs to animal, doesn't belong to human beings. Whoever is a bad fellow, that fellow is unlucky, and he was born with a lot of problems, and he or she didn't have the best environment to grow. So it's not all that fellow's fault. And we hope that that fellow could change. This is what we are looking at. When he finished that, he came back to the story of the cow and the fellow with David and all that. Then, right at the middle of the book, when he explained everything, he said, okay, let's come back to you. Who are you? Who are you? He said, you are the citizen of the Saba, the city. A beautiful city. A lovely city. Of course, you could nag about the rain, but Vancouver is one of those cities. And you have all the comfort, but you're not satisfied, are you? No comfort will satisfy any logical person, because when you have more, then you need more. Because now, in your daydreaming, yes, there is a good car, there is a lovely house, but there is no private supersonic jet, is there? But when you become a millionaire, then you will say, the other way hasn't I wanted. That's how it goes, because my brain thinks more is better. That's why when I was talking about finding a lover, I said, why one? 100 is better, isn't it? This is what this is. Then let me explain it to you. But I have difficulties to explain it to you. And he said, 13 prophets came to these people. And these people, one by one, objected them. Why? Sometimes they are asking for miracle. Show some miracle to me. How could I show you the miracle of love? Shakespeare tried it. Go and watch it. That's the miracle of love. Then they will argue. Then they will say, you know what? Your talking makes us sad. We want to enjoy the life. Blah, 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 blah. You remember it all. He explained it one by one and said, And at the end, he said, one of these prophets thought about giving up. But he couldn't, because he's not doing it for these people. He's doing it for the mission, being defender of just and justice. That's what it is, right? After explaining everything, and at the end coming to conclusions that, you know what, I talked about it, and I told you the exception here. I told you about this beautiful fellow. We made a very beautiful fellow. What's his name? Beautiful. Joseph. This fellow, look at the brothers. They hated. Why? Jealousy. I told you in book one, didn't I? I said, the most difficult barrier in this path is jealousy. Because jealousy is something that organizes the animals. For us, it's a disaster. The brother, they tried to kill the guy, right? Okay, guy went and improved and became the king in Egypt. Then his shirt is being transferred. When the guy with the shirt is started to run from Egypt, long, long way, that friend says, oh, I smell it. Why? Because he knew what love is. He loved the son, not the brothers. His beauty made them hate it. He said, you see, learn from these stories, because there are something which cannot be explained. Let me give you the best example. There was this fellow with the slave, and the other slave loved to pray. So we would go in the mosque and pray a lot. One day he was standing outside and the guy was praying and praying. He shouted down, oh, you son of a gun, what are you doing? I'm waiting here, come out. He said, yeah, I will. He said, I want to understand what is keeping you from coming out. He said, exact same thing that is keeping you from coming in. There is one subject over there. Feeling in the heart, which we call it what? Iman, not belief. Because Iman means feeling safe, feeling good inside. That fellow feels good inside when he goes and prays. The other one doesn't know what this is all about. Because you could only understand it with experiencing it. So the Prophet don't give up, and Rumi somehow will let go of that. And say, okay, I explain it to you. Now let me tell you what's good to be done. Let me put it in a very simple way. First of all, I go back to Moses again, because when God is talking with Moses and Moses is doing it, that's the best story we have. Here he made up something about Moses that, honestly, I haven't seen it outside. I never found the source. He said there was this guy who wanted to learn the language of the animals for the prophet, and he paid a big price because Moses told him that this is no good. Why do you want to learn the language of the animals? Come and learn the wisdom, the language of the human beings. He said, no, I know everything here. Maybe over there I'll be successful. And God told Moses, give it to him. Let him suffer. He gave it to him. So he understands the language of the doggy and that chicken. They're talking about bad happenings in the future. First is the guy will say, oh, his horse will die. Don't worry, we'll have a feast. The guy will go and sell the horse. Good. Then the other day, the chicken will say, you doggy, you tricked me. It didn't happen that way. He said, yes, of course. It was supposed to, but he sold it. Doesn't matter, don't worry. His slave is going to die. Next day, he went and sold the slave, came back. Very happy, successful. The third day, he said, you see what's happening? He said, doesn't matter, this time he's going to die. Then we have the fish. He said, what? Went to the Moses. He said, oh, save yourself. That's what you wanted. You wanted to be the merchant. Do you remember the merchant that has that parrot in the cage? The merchant who doesn't let go of the thinking about love and all that. He said, this is what it is. Knowing the future for the prophet? This is not what the life of human being is all about. The life of a human being is improving we, because we are growing up. Therefore, he tried to explain about this and that and that. Then he came to the final story that we are in. What is the final story? The beginning of book one. Do you remember the beginning of book one? Three times repetition of the word Boz.